I find space for what I've treasured. I make time for what I want. I choose my priorities. And Jesus, you're my number one. So I will make room for you. I will prepare for two so you don't feel that you can't live here. Please live in me. I find space for what I treasure. I make time for what I want. I choose my priorities. And Jesus, you're my number one. Yes, Jesus, you're my number one. So I will make room for you. I will prepare for you so you don't feel that you can't live here. Please live in me. I will make room for you. I will prepare for you so you don't feel that you can't live here. Please live in me. Please live in me. Jesus, live in me. Holy Ghost, live in me. So take my will, Lord. You can move that over my ego. You can move that over my plans, Lord. You can move that over my itinerary. You can move that over my ways, Lord. You can move that over my attitude. You can move that over, for I will make room. Whatever it is, you can move that over. Whatever it is, you can move that over. Whatever it is, you can move that over. Just move it over. Just move it over. Just move it over. So I will make room. I will make room. Yes, Lord, I will. I will make room. I surrender all to you. I will make room. I find space for what I treasure. I make time for what I want. I choose my priorities. And Jesus, you're my number one. Jesus, you're our number one. Jesus, you're our number one. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
I really love
the Lord. I really love the Lord. You don't know what he's done for me. He gave me the victory. I love him. I love him. I really love the Lord. Oh, I really love the Lord. Oh, yes, I do. I really love the Lord. You don't know what he's done for me. He gave me the victory. I love him. I love him. I really love the Lord. You don't know what he's done for me. He gave me the victory. I love him. I love him. I really love the Lord. I really love the Lord. Do you love him this morning? I really love the Lord. You don't know what he's done for me. He gave me the victory. I love him. I love him. I really love. Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you. I'll do what you say do. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say my storage is empty and I am available to you. My storage is empty. My storage is empty. My storage is empty. My storage is empty. Yes, my storage is empty. I pour everything out. My storage is empty. Our storages are empty. Our storages are empty. Our storages are empty. And we are available to you. We love you, Jesus. We worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, we love you more than anything. Hallelujah. Host, are you there?
Good morning, good morning, TNP.
Praise
yes, I'm
Lord.
Here, Songbird.
Praise God for you, Minister Simone. Take it away.
Thank you, thank you. Good morning to the TNP family. I am your host, Simone Alexander, and we welcome you to the Master's Call. The Master has the word this morning, so what I am going to be doing, I'm going to be praying right now, and then the next voice you'll hear is the speaker. Father God, as we come in your presence this morning, Lord, we want to thank you for this glorious and beautiful Valentine's Day that you've given to us, Lord. Also as well, Father, you have given us another glorious day, a day to be grateful for. You've given us the opportunity to wake up and see this wonderful, beautiful, gorgeous day that you've given to us, Lord. And so now, Lord, as we turn it over to our speaker for today, I will let her do, she doesn't need any introduction. Her name is Dr. Picola Roberts. Dr. PK, are you there, please? Take it away.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Sister Simone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Dr. PK. Oh, take it away.
God bless you. I love, 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 and appreciate you this morning. To God be the glory. Good morning, TMC family, and happy love day to each and every one of you. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done, is doing, and will continue to do. Today is a day of celebration, and as you're seeing that we are doing things just a tad bit different. We want you to come in celebrating us, with us, shouting hallelujah to the King of Kings. Thank you, Master. This is your call. We want to acknowledge you for who you are and what you are doing in our lives. Yes, what are we celebrating today, Dr. Picola? Oh, we are going to be celebrating the ending of our annual 40-day fast. Somebody said, thank you, Lord. Some of you are saying, I'm celebrating Valentine's Day today. Somebody has been so kind to me. My daughter, one of my daughters, Lord knows, got a lot of them now and getting more as I speak, said to me, my husband gave me this bouquet of flowers and chocolate strawberries and this and that and the other. She just had a list of things. And I said, well, honey, it is so good to have someone who loves you. And then right after that, a very dear friend of mine said to me, you know, on tomorrow, I'm taking some little gifts to, if not much, to the people I work with in the office. I want them to know that I truly appreciate them. He's new on the job. I said, yes, that's a way to go. Bang it up, bang it up. And he said, I want you to know that you are my Valentine's. Happy Valentine's to me because I love you. I said, thank you. I surely appreciate that. Some of you are going to be given Valentine's love, I love yous to people today that you don't know other than they are human beings, sisters and brothers that God has placed in your path. And then, hallelujah. Glory be to God. You all know it doesn't take much for me to cry. As we reminisce on the contributions and the sacrifices of our ancestors, we are celebrating Black History Month. I love the way Pastor Wesley says that. He says over here in Alfred Street Baptist Church, we celebrate Black History Month all month long, every day, because we are Black and we ought to up and thank God that we are still here with all that we have gone through. So we come in today celebrating. So we're going to take just a moment and say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Now, this one is a little sticky here. Some are still recovering from the Super Bowl game, the halftime show with them old folks up out there. The Rams pulled it out, some would say. Some said that the bagels were robbed. Oh, it doesn't matter what you say. The thing is, on this morning, the Rams are wearing the rings of victory. The Super Bowl champs, and those of you who went out and did what you shouldn't have done anyway and threw that money out there and thought for sure that you knew who the winner was going to be and the bankers didn't win and lost that money, yeah, you mad. You coming up with every reason as to why they didn't. But I'm here to tell you, somebody somewhere is jumping and shouting this morning, and they are celebrating. Hallelujah. You all, let me tell you something. We need something to celebrate right now in these days of darkness. We have gone through and are going through. Do you understand that there are 36 states out here who are saying that we must take out of our educational system any teaching on race relations because they don't want to upset anybody? Do you understand how traumatic that is and how far back that is putting us and placing us? We better learn how important our vote is. You all had to just stop and throw that in there, because in the midst of celebration, the only way that you can truly celebrate is that you look at where you have come from with the Lord and celebrate. This morning, we want to pause to thank God for our 40 days of prayer and fasting. We want to thank God and celebrate the fact that we had some knocks, some knockouts, some quits, some starts up again, some ups and downs. But here we are on this day, the love day. God has a way of letting us know, I love you in spite of. It does not matter. I want you to know today, stand up and celebrate. Stand up and shout hallelujah. Stand up and say, I love, love, love you, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Pastor Vanessa, I love you. I thank God for you. I tell you that Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, my sister, and I were placed together over 12 years ago, knitted at the heart, and we agree on this one thing 100%. We don't agree on everything, but we agree on fasting and prayer. And Dr. Vanessa, I want us together to present to our TMC family a great big thank you for the support and participation of this, our 40-day fast completion, and the fact that it is one of our foundational principles that we stand on here on the Master's Call. We put God first in what we do. And that's what we are seeking to do, is to honor the Master for what he does for us. Dr. Vanessa, would you come and just love up on the congregation just for a moment?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy celebration of Black History Month Day. And to you, co-founder, happy celebration of a dream completed. Obedience to put us on this 40-day consecration and for us to see the finish line, to make it through with a faithful finish. And we always quote that Matthew 17, that 21st verse says that some things do not come out but by prayer and fasting. And I wanted to just celebrate each and every one of you, the 10 days, the 21 days, and those with the 40 days. If you did a day that you never done before, we celebrate you taking a step toward that maturity and growth in God. He has done some phenomenal things. We've heard some off-the-chain testimonies, and we still know the best is yet to come. We've gotten breakthroughs in areas that had been some stubborn demons. We've seen God move and do reversals and restorations of health, of relationships. Our God is faithful. And on behalf of Dr. Pakola and myself, we do sincerely thank you for your obedience, for your yes to be a part of this great time of bombarding heaven, of standing in the gap and making up the hedge. And I'm just so excited knowing that God has done some awesome things in my life individually and so many of you all's lives. And corporately, for the Master's Call, we've gone to a whole new dimension in God and excited about what is yet to come. So thank you, Dr. Pakola, for your leadership, your love, your tenacity to fast and feast on fasting. Yes, 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 to deny the flesh so we could see the fruit that God has for us. Back to you.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, sister. I definitely, definitely appreciate you and love up on you, and thank you for coming in this morning just to give us that wonderful shout out. You guys, listen to me. I want you to go into your scriptures and pull up John 5 and 8. Yep, I know you're writing it down. Isaiah 35 and 6, and I'm going to come back and preach on that after Songbird comes and give us a song. Listen, let me tell you something about us as a people. As I have been studying and watching this history, these historical clips at these different church services, the one thing that just, oh, Lord, stirs me in a way that I know without a shadow of a doubt has kept us as a people, and that is the importance of music, the importance of singing, the importance of the words that we can hear and know and understand in the songs, the messages that the singing and the songs has given that takes us to the place of seeing God in the midst of no matter what. And so I thank God this morning for this team. I thank you. And as I go through my message, I'm going to talk more about how much I thank each and every one of you. Keisha Lee, Lord, I love you. I thank you for greeting us this morning. For Sister Simone for coming and just opening up, and who will come back and give our announcements right after I finish. For all of you, the staff, I thank God for you. Precious Holy God, have your way in this place. Come, Lord Jesus, as only you can, and receive the adorations that we are lifting up to you this morning, because we realize and recognize that without you, we can do nothing. But with you, all things are possible. And what we say out of our mouths, we shall realize. So help us to speak those things that will only bring you glory. Place an angel at the gates of our lips as we sing praises unto you, and as we go out to love up on our fellow man on today. Our song, our original songbird is coming. My own Tiffany Lauderdale is coming to sing just a little bit for me, and then we are going to give you a word straight from the Lord. God bless you.
Let's celebrate our King.
You better say it.
The ruler of everything. Let's lift his name on high. Come on, Zion, we praise our King. Let's celebrate our King. He's the ruler of everything. Let's lift his name on high. Come on, Zion, we praise our King. He's worthy of our praise, Lord of an ancient of faith. Let's lift his name on high. Come on, Zion, we praise our King. He's awesome and glorious, excellent King. Lord, we lift you up. He's righteous and glorious, ever victorious. He's a great God. He's a great God. He's a great God. So let's celebrate our King. He's the ruler of everything. Let's lift his name on high. Come on, Zion, we praise our King. Come on, Zion, we praise our King. Come on, Zion, we praise our King.
Hallelujah. Let's celebrate our King. Come on, TMC. Let's lift his name on high. Glory be to God. Yes, 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 we celebrate our King. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. We have had some wonderful messages throughout these 40 days of fasting. However, the last one that I gave to you on last week was give up. And I encourage you to give up on control, give up on worry, give up the finances that you know don't belong to you. They belong to God. And the last one was going to be on giving up on relationships that would prevent you from going forth and living and doing the will of God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Now that you have given up, I want you to do what? I want you to get up. Hallelujah. Ooh, get up. Get up. Get up, get up. Over in John, the fifth chapter and the eighth verse, seventh and eighth verse, let me just preference it here just a little bit. Sir, the invalid replied, hallelujah, bless the name of Jesus. I have no one to help me in the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm on my way, someone else goes in before me. Then Jesus told him. Jesus said this to us, TMC family. Get up, pick up your mat, and walk. And immediately the man was made well and picked up his mat and began to walk. Ah, bless the name of Jesus. Over in Isaiah 35 and 6, I had to throw this out. Then the lame will leap like a deer. Can you imagine the lame leaping like a deer? And the mute tongue, somebody who's never talked before, will shout for joy. Somebody say that word, joy. Say it, say it. And the rivers will gush forth in the wilderness in dry places, and streams are going to come through the desert. Get up, pick up your mat. Get up, pick up your mat and go. Go home. Go wherever God is leading you to go. My subject and the point that I want to make to you today is now that you've given up, now that you've thrown your hands up in surrender to the Lord, get on up. Hallelujah. One of the toughest times to get up for most of us is in the mornings. In the mornings after we have been asleep. Many have been sleeping right in the church. Many have been sleeping as a result of this pandemic, meaning that you have done things in such a relaxed way that you don't even get up and get dressed. Come on here and talk to us this morning, sister girl. Yes, many of us have just lured ourselves into a place of do it any kind of way. Ha, glory, it'll be all right after a while. But I come to let you know this morning that the Lord says it's time for you to get up. In the face, in the midst of this pandemic, it's time to get up. It is time to gird yourself up with the Lord, understanding that in the morning when you get up, go in there as you have and continue anointing your head with oil. Continue praying and lifting up God. Continue pleading the blood of Jesus to cover you as you step out into this world. Hey, I understand what scientists say. I understand all about the vaccination and the boosters and the boost outs and all of this. But if we don't put God first and if we don't acknowledge that God is the answer to all of our calamities, we still are in trouble. As we look at Jesus calling upon our lives this morning, as we look at him calling upon the paralytic, the lame man, the paraplegic here is what we would call him in our day. He can't walk. He is absolutely dependent on everybody else. But then when Jesus comes along, hey, help me today, Lord Jesus. I've been looking around asking the question, who's going to come and help me? Who's going to send me that offering that I need? Who's going to do this, that, or the other for me? No, we need to look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Let us look to Jesus, hallelujah, the one who sees all, knows all, and wants to help us in all. How about that? When Jesus told him to get up, he gave him a purpose. And then when he said, take up your bed, he gave him a plan. What is your purpose today, and what is the plan that God has given you just for today? Don't think about the rest of the days. I just got a text. Somebody says, I want to take you to dinner tonight. Would you be ready for me to pick you up? You mighty right. I got a purpose, and I got a plan. I'm going to get dressed up, and I'm going to be ready. Are you getting up, getting dressed up? I got to talk a little bit about the dress. What are you putting on your head? Hallelujah. You better go over in Ephesians and understand how you dress from head to toe in the word of God as we put on the whole armor every day. I don't know what you're feeling, but I'm feeling the spirit of God. I'm going to step to a side because I got to bring back up my host. She got to come and give a few announcements for today. But you all, it's time. We are celebrating. You can't celebrate in the middle of the bed. You got to get up because something's going. The music is touching your toes. Yes, I wanted to run that one in here too. Oh, prayer is good. Fasting is good. Praising is great. But when we put all of it together and stir it up for the Lord, I'm telling you, you're going to be able to live that abundant life that Jesus Christ says, I died so that you can live and live a more abundant life style. For me, it's super fantastic living. I love you, TMC family. Thank you so much for these 40 days. And I tell you, tonight when you come out, I have more information on prayer and fasting as we celebrate. We're going to Zoom it out tonight. We're going to Zoom. We're going to dance tonight. We have a DJ that's going to be on. Oh, it doesn't matter what. You can come in your pajamas if you want to, if you just covered up from neck down. But we're going to have a good time tonight. Would you come on back, Sister Simone, and give us our announcements? I love you. God bless you.
God bless you, Dr. Pecola. Thank you for the word this morning. That was a very, very, very powerful message there this morning. So, guys, what I want to do now is just give you a few pointers this morning. So, our Dr. Pecola Roberts, our two co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started the master's call. So our scripture for today for the master's call is Psalm 88 and verse 13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enhance and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website is themasterscall.net. Again, that is themasterscall.net, and all messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios for our speakers. Our team for today to be announced. And if you felt led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Keisha Lee did this morning, and as a singer, songbird, as Tiffany Weatherspoon did this morning, and as myself, yours truly, the host. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or Prayer General and my wonderful songbird, prayer partner, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. We were all brought together by this phenomenal company, Artistry Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon, family over 33 years ago. We have great products to help the world become healthier and wealthier. And this morning's motivational call, the MNC, is held Monday to Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders are given vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artistry Life product. The number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Again, that number is 667-770-1525, the PIN number 294-617-POUND. And there's a bypass number if needed, 716-293-9707, and follow the prompt. And again, as Dr. Piccola mentioned this morning, we are at the end of our fast, our wonderful fast for the 40 days. And so there it is. And if you want our accountable partners, please text. No, sorry, never mind about that. We're at the end of our journey today in terms of the fast. So what else? I believe if there isn't anything else this morning, guys, just have a wonderful and beautiful day on today. And everyone, enjoy your day. And remember, it's Valentine's Day today. Have a blessed and wonderful day today. God bless. Bye-bye. Did I miss something? Okay, thank you again, Keisha Lee, for greeting us this morning, and for Tiffany Weatherspoon for bringing the song or songbird this morning, for bringing bringing in your wonderful voice, and for myself, the host here this morning. Thanks again, guys. Have a blessed and beautiful day.
Thank you so much. Thank you so, so very much, my dear Sister Simone. At this time, I just also would like to highlight the fact that did we get the MMC call number out again? And highlight the fact that tonight, we are going to be ending our celebration of 40 days. We are going to have the Zoom call. And if you don't have that information, please get it to me. Sister Simone, did you have the MMC call one more time?
Yes, I can bring in the MMC call. I believe it's 767-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Again, that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND.
All right. Thank you so much. Let us close in prayer and benediction. Oh, Heavenly Father, we love upon you so much right now. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor for everything, because you told us in all things give thanks. The things that we understand and the things that we don't understand, the things that cause us challenges, the things that causes us to grow, whatever it is, God, we said thank you right now. Just to be in obedience to you, we said thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the fast. Thank you for the fast stars. Thank you, Holy God. Thank you for those who just said yes to you. I give up to you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, God, we thank you that we are getting up so that we can do that which you've called us to do. Thank you for the energy to do it. Thank you for the motivation to go forward to get it done. Now we ask that your grace, your mercy, and your precious, sweet Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide with each and every one of us as we go through our day. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends. I do love you. Bye-bye.